horse I like in the race, and they trained the winner here last year, and they like having a winner around Punchestown, is Broomfield Bijan. It's trained out in Darren Turn by Philip Dempsey, and it's ridden by his son Luke. Horse here, the real chance. That's the 9 horse, Broomfield Bijan. And just moving down the bottom, By Your Side, the 24 horse, is in off a very lightweight. Kieran Gamble owns this horse. He's from Nace, and he likes to have a little punt himself. So I think these two horses have chances. So it's the 9 horse, Broomfield Bijan, and the 24 horse, By Your Side. Definitely back each way in this race.
Okay, we'll repeat these again as we do always at the end. But if we go to the 4:15, then this is the pigsback.com handicap chase. It's a grade B, and we're looking at 14 runners here.
Yeah, look at it. It's a very tricky contest again. The racing today is very difficult, bar one race. I like Hollow Games here. He's first running a handicap. He's in off a nice lean mark. He's good hurdles form. His chase form just mightn't be as good. He won it really easily in a beginner's chase in Navan back before Christmas, and then he bottomed out a little bit. He was pulled up last time. But Hollow Games, first time in a handicap, in off a very nice mark, and a very, very interesting very, very interesting runner. And another horse in the race here is the 6 horse. An English trainer, Lucinda Russell, has brought this horse over, Douglas Talkin. So it's 2 against the field here. Tricky handicap, Hollow Games, and an English trained winner at the festival for Lucinda Russell, Douglas Talkin.
Okay, the next one then is the 4:50. It's the Mongi Communications Latouche Cup Cross Country Chase, 13 runners.
Yeah, synonymous with Punchestown, the Latouche Cup, and sponsored by Mongi Communication locally. As I said before, I can't go beyond End of Bulger and Peter Maher in these races, and I think Stealthy Tom, the top horse here, will start favourite and has a real chance of winning here. The horse I like each way in the race is actually the 3 horse, trained by John McConnell. John McConnell is actually a past pupil of the CBS in Nace, a vet, and is now training horses and very successful. He's after having a remarkable year. Had winners in Cheltenham, winners in Aintree, and is now could have a winner here today with Clongyle Way. So it's 2 here against the field, the favourite Stealthy Tom and the 3 horse Clongyle Way.
We then have the Ladbrokes Champion Stayers Hurdle with 9 runners. This at 5:25.
Yeah, very interesting contest here, and it's 6 horse here. Sile de Borle is going to try do something that I don't even know whether it has been done before or not. He's going to try win the Stayers Hurdle in Cheltenham, Stayers Hurdle in Aintree, and the Stairs Hurdle in Punchestown. Mm. 3 festivals in a short period of time. Cyril de Borle around a 6-1 shot has a definite each way chance. Classical Dream for William Mullins and Paul Town, the team that are on fire, has a chance. And the favourite for the Stairs Hurdle, finished third in the Stairs Hurdle at Cheltenham, T-Hoopoo for Gordon Elliott. Wide open contest here. The little one that I like in the race is a horse called Monkfish, the 4 horse, trained by William Mullins. It's been offered an injury for a long time, and it's come back with a really good run at Fairy House last time, at the Fairy House Festival there a couple of weeks ago. So Monkfish each way for me here in this race, and possibly Sire de Borle. Very, very, very good race, and look, it's hard to pick the winner of it, but I think Monkfish will be there or thereabouts.
Okay, 6 o'clock then, we have the Conway Piling Handicap Hurdle. Is this another stick a pin in it?
Yeah,
28 runners?
Stick a pin in it, and another trained by another sponsor, local sponsor, trained by Larry Conway down there in Athy. It's nice to see him sponsoring a race at Punchestown. Lots of horses here with chances. You'd want to watch the market here for a few of these. The 8 horse Grosny is trained by Charles Burns, who likes to have a punt, and if there's money for this horse, it'll definitely be there or thereabouts. That's the 16 horse Grosny, but if it drifts in the market, I wouldn't touch it. The 5 horse here, Nicky Henderson, doesn't have too many runners at Punchestown Festival, but he's always there or thereabouts. And the five horse here, Walking on Air, has a real chance, ridden by Daryl Jacob for Nicky Henderson. It's a wide open contest here. Another horse I like in the race is Seabank Bistro. Very hard to pick the winner of it. Personally, I'd be watching the race, but I don't know, I'd have a few quid on water and air if I was having a bet.
Okay, the Barberstown Castle Novice Chase, is it even worth betting on this one?
It's not. It's hardly worth even talking about. It's a bit like the Gallop and the Shams race yesterday. If he jumps a clear round and gets there, he'll win El Fabiola for William Mullins and Paul Towns. Four runners in the race. The horse I'd like to finish second is the four horse St. Roy. But I can't oppose this fella. El Fabiola will win and probably the four horse will come home St. Roy for first, second place.
At the same time though, Galloping Deschamps went off at 5-2 on yesterday, was beaten. El Fabiola at the moment is 7-2 on.
Yeah.
And it'd be interesting to see whether or not he wins.
Yeah, some of them will get beat, but I think this fella will win today. Very, very hard to oppose him. Nice to see Barberstown Castle sponsoring a race at Punchestown.
Yeah, 12 runners then in the second last race, the 10 past 7, the Close Brothers Irish EBF Mayor's Handicap Chase.
Yeah, and look at Rachel Blackmore hasn't had the best of festivals so far, and it'd be great to see her getting a winner here, and I think she's a real chance here with a horse called Queel Jane, trained by Henry de Bromhead. I think this horse will win. It's probably my nap of the day, so it's Queen Jane here for me. If you'd ask me to back a horse each way in the race, I'd go down near the very bottom, a horse called Indy Bell, trained by Robert Ridger in England and ridden by the in-form jockey who rode Fast or Slow yesterday, JJ Slevin. So it's two against the field here, but probably my nap of the day would be Queen Jane.
And then we have the final race with 11 runners, 7:45, JP and M Doyle flat race.
Yeah, look at it's an interesting contest here. Ballyburn was all the rage when he won a bumper in Punchestown last time out, and he won it real, real causally. And people were backing him for the Cheltenham bumper. For some reason, he didn't run in Cheltenham. I'd say they were keeping him for today. And on that reason, I just can't oppose this fella. Around an even money shot, Ballyburn will win. And the horse for place each way in the race is Apples of Brazil. So it's two against the field here. Ballyburn and the nine horse Apples of Brazil.
Okay, and just looking at the latest betting there, Ballyburn has actually gone odds on. So 11-10 on at the moment.
He's deservingly a price. Like they were talking this horse up as if it's one of the best bumper horses in the yard. And I couldn't oppose him.
Okay, let's just recap then on those eight races. Starting off with the 3:40, Dara saying an each way bet on either number 9 Broomfield Bijou or 24 By Your Side. At 4:15, then number 4 Hollow Games or number 6 Douglas Talking. At 4:50, number 1 Stealthy Tom and number 3 Clongyle Way each way. At 5:25, number 6 Sire Du Burley each way. Number 8, Tihupu, or also number 5, Monkfish. Then at 6 o'clock, number 16, Grozny, or number 5, Walking on Air. 6:35, only 4 horses running, and it all points towards number 2, El Fabiolo, 7-2 on. 10 past 7, number 2, Queen Jane, or number 11, Indy Bell each way. And then finally, we have that race, 7:45. Number 1, Ballyburn, is now 11-10 on, or number 9, Apples of Brazil. Bookmaker Dara Fitzpatrick, thanks indeed for joining us. And we'll do it again tomorrow.
And just one thing, if people are going to Punchestown today, it might be advisable to bring a raincoat because it's going to rain at the back end of the card. It's going to be fine for the first couple of hours,
right.
And then it's supposed to be heavy rain. So
you want to mind that bit of hair that you have left on the head there, Dara, so stick a cap on or an umbrella or whatever. Yeah. All right, listen, thanks for that. And of course, we will have each live commentary of the race in association with Ace Casino in Kildare Town. And thanks to our sponsors this week, the Husqvarna Centre at Newbridge Sales and Hire in the Newbridge Industrial Estate. Joe Mallon Motors, Renault and Dacia and the Salins Road at Nace are sponsoring our coverage today. Ace Casino in Kildare Town sponsoring tomorrow, and then Punchestown Racecourse for Family Day sponsoring that on Saturday. Thanks, Dara.